This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for listening. We cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley. And today, getting ready for the weekend, this is the busiest weekend in Douglas County so far this year. Throughout the week, we've been talking about a lot of different things happening. And we're doing two segments today to highlight a couple of them. Casey Hovig and Melanie McKinnon in from Umpqua Watersheds to talk about the Earth Day and Energy Fair tomorrow. Casey, tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be a great time. Earth Day
is real closer.
A special time of the year for all of us. Mother Earth is something we all are rely on. Earth Day started in 1970 when the Cuyahoga River was on fire. There were all kinds of environmental disasters, and we came together as a country and as a world to figure out ways to live sustainably with the planet. So we continue that this Saturday with the Earth Day and Energy Fair. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And is this the first year in a new location?
Yes, we haven't had it downtown in quite a while. We've been part of Earth Day Parade. We used to have it at the fairgrounds. We've had it at other locations. But it's the first time we've actually blocked off Main Street and brought people downtown, in coinciding with the farmers market.
Right, happening the same time at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., just a block apart. And you brought Melanie along with you as well. Melanie, you've kind of got a dual role here because you're Director of Operations for Umpqua Watersheds, but I understand you're also on the board of the Douglas County Global Warming Coalition.
Yeah, that's right. I'm proud to be part of both organizations. Douglas County Global Warming Coalitions is an all-volunteer organization founded back in 2003. Our focus is on creating a healthy climate by identifying and sharing solutions through awareness, advocacy, and collaboration. Earth Day embodies our mission, reminding us that we can now what we do now can and will make a difference. And when we come together, our impact grows significantly.
How'd you get involved in working kind of in this arena?
Well, this has been a passion of mine for a long time, and I care about our world and our future. And so these two organizations really resonate with me. I've been visiting the Umpqua Valley since I was a youth, visiting my grandparents here. And I think the Umpqua Valley is absolutely beautiful, and we should take care of it.
So how long have you been here?
I moved here in 2009.
All right. So you've been here for quite a while, and obviously very busy with Umpqua Watershed. Talk about what's going to be happening tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we have a lot planned. There will be displays featuring electric vehicles and e-bikes, which are fantastic ways to reduce our carbon footprint. Local organizations will set up activities that will help people become better stewards of the earth. It's a chance for everyone to learn how to reduce their impact, whether in their gardens, homes, transportation, or even food choices.
Now, some of the electric vehicles, are you going to have several different kinds in terms of models and sizes and all that?
Fourth is an organization that's going to come down and bring a full electric vehicle display, including the Rivian electric vehicle, to showcase for us. And they'll have a full presentation for us to explore. And we'll also have electric bikes on display for people to learn and explore.
And I know these electric bikes have been getting really popular.
They sure have.
Yeah, we bought Aventon bikes, electric bikes, and took them to Baja with us on a recent trip. And they go anywhere, and it's really amazing how the technology they have now. They've got a torque sensor, so as you pedal, it feels like you're doing all the work even while you're going up a mountain.
Now, are these the ones where you've got the option to pedal or not pedal, or do you have to pedal
yes,
on these?
Yes, it's this particular model has an eco version where you pedal, and it's got the tourism where it gives you a little more help, and then it has the sport version where it takes over and does all the work.
And that would be like on uphills?
Yeah, I always use the eco option because the torque sensor feels how much pressure you're putting on the pedals and adds as much assistance as you need.
Wow, pretty fascinating. I know there's a lot of different options out there. How long have you had those?
We got them back in February, particularly for this Baja trip. So we were on dirt roads, exploring mountains, and we put on about 150 miles on our e-bikes while we were on our trip.
Wow. And apparently, though, now I don't know if you drove down or flew down.
We drove our motorhome down.
Oh, okay. So that made it real easy to transport. Do you feel like this is something you're going to be using just to kind of cruise around Roseburg?
Absolutely. We live about 8 miles out of town. We plan on riding into town on them. It's got a 60-mile range, and you can really charge them fast, and it's a lot of fun. You're getting exercise and seeing things from a slower perspective than riding in a car.
So, Melanie, what else could people expect when they come out tomorrow?
Well, some of the participating organizations include NeighborWorks Umpqua, Energy Trust of Oregon, the Umpqua Natural Leadership Science Hub, and the Umpqua Valley BIPOC community. They'll bring valuable resources and community connections.
And what's the time again for this?
The Earthane Energy Fair will be this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in downtown Roseburg on Main Street. It's free, fun, and packed with learning opportunities on how we can all contribute to a sustainable world. We'll have plenty of ideas, resources, activities, and even raffle prizes.
So a lot of things for people to do. And Casey, what led to kind of connecting with Farmers Market and doing it at the same time?
Well, it's an opportunity to involve so many different groups. We love the Farmers Market, and we hope to do similar types of activities at the same time as Farmers Market to get more people at the Farmers Market, to get more people downtown and going to our businesses. And that's what we love about these events, these community events, bringing people together from multiple perspectives. And in this case, how can we make the world more sustainable? How can we live with this living planet and have some fun at the same time?
And there has no correlation to the fact that your office is right there and all you have to do to get to the event yourself is open the door.
That's part of the deal. It's really nice to be able to just come out on Main Street. We'll have a new project, the Umpqua Outback, opening up a stage behind our building next month. So all kinds of activities. Stay tuned this summer.
What kinds of things are you hoping to do there?
We'll be doing concerts. We're doing a movie. We make it available to other nonprofits and community organizations, and just trying to get people downtown and bring them together, have fun, provide education, and hopefully more business for our local businesses as well.
And what else does Umpqua Watersheds have going on these days?
Well, our big thing that we've got going on in the first week of May is Eastwood Nature Days, where we took that over, and we'll have over 500 third graders in going through stations to learn about the environment, learning about rivers and trees and plants and birds. So that's always a lot of fun to see these young people engaged in learning environmental education.
And that's such a unique facility. It's very rare for a school, even for a community, to have something like that.
Yeah, it's a real blessing. It's such a beautiful campus. Nature Trails, we're working with our friends at Source One Serenity to help do some restoration because of the recent floods. They're coming up and coming in to help clean the trails. But again, it's making those connections with these students and with the teachers. And it's such a honor to be involved in this Eastwood Nature Week, because the kids will see us in stores or in town, whatever, and hey, we know you. And it really makes a difference in their lives. And that's the biggest thing for us. Are we making a difference? And that tells us that we are.
All right, that's next month, and we'll talk about that again. But again, the Earth Day and Energy Fair happening tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Casey and Melanie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
Thank you so much.
Segment two coming up. We'll switch over and talk about another event happening in the Umpqua Valley when we come back. The interview podcast after one at 541radio.com on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. State Senator David Brocksmith live from Salem on Mondays Inside Douglas County. Today we're focused on community events, and the Quilt Show is happening out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, already underway. Tammy Hunt, one of the organizers of that, thanks for coming over.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Kyle.
I've got to ask, because I've always been sort of fascinated with quilting. That seems like a lot of work.
It is. To put it bluntly, it is a lot of work. And it's a lot of patience, too.
So how did you get started in quilting?
Well, I was happened to take a walk when I was living in Medford, walked down this little strip mall and found a quilting store and just kind of fell in love and got hooked. And that's how I started many years ago. And I stopped for a while and just got back into it since I got into the guild.
So it wasn't like having a relative or somebody that did that you watched and went, oh, that'd
be... No, it was just, I love fabric, so, and I love sewing, so I just happened to go in that shop, and that's where it all started.
So how do you decide, colors, what kind of fabric, this is like creating a painting and sort of starting at the beginning, and how does it all work?
That's exactly like what it is. It's like creating a painting. So you can go with a pattern. You can purchase a pattern, and you can get ideas off of the pattern. But you go with what you feel good with and what makes you happy and the colors that make you happy. Because what makes me happy is not necessarily going to make you happy. And the pattern or the design or the colors or even how it speaks to you, just like a piece of art. So it is a true piece of art.
Now, you have this Quilters Guild, right?
Correct, yes.
And it looks like on your website you've got quite a few people involved.
We have about 100 people that are members, and we have two meetings once a month, one in the evening and then one on the weekdays, so we can and take care of everybody that is either working and needs to go to night meetings or those that can go to day meetings.
Wow. And what will people see if they come out to the show this weekend at the fairgrounds?
We have over 300 quilts, some of which were entered and judged earlier and have won ribbons. We have 5 different special exhibits, and they're traveling exhibits. We have one from Freddie Moran and the Fabulous Faces. That's just incredible. That's artwork. They look like caricatures and small quilts. And we have a traveling one that's called Sacred Threads, which was designed from women that had tremendous things happen in their life, things that really moved them. And so they look like stories on these quilts. We have a featured quilter, Scott Hansen, who will be teaching a class tomorrow. He comes from Whidbey Island. And we have raffle baskets, a raffle quilt. We have vendors. We have an emporium where we sell handmade items. There's a lot going on.
And there's something, maybe you could explain what it is. I saw Quilts of Valor.
Yes, Quilts of Valor. Wonderful, wonderful celebration for our veterans. We had a celebration today at 11, and there's another one tomorrow. And we honor our veterans with quilts that are usually red, white, and blue in nature. And they are wrapped in those quilts, and the veterans have a story, and we read that. And it's quite tremendous to be, and it's so moving to see these veterans and receive these quilts.
Now, when somebody is putting these quilts together, multiple people, I imagine.
Yes.
Do you know who is getting them at that point?
We do not know who is getting them at that point. And I think that's even the more tremendous thing, because when you actually get to wrap them around the veteran, it's like, wow, that fits that person. And they're not all the same by any means. So it's quite amazing.
And how do you find these veterans? How do you select them?
So we push word out. If you're a veteran, here, fill out this form. And we just, it's just a simple form. And we honor them at this event, but we also honor them like at YMCA events. And we have it throughout the year. So it's not just here. So if there is a veteran that would like to be wrapped in a quilt of honor, please visit our website, uvquilters.org, and there will be a place to fill out an application there.
Now, and they get to keep that, right?
They get to keep it forever. And this is a national program. It's not just a local program. So it's a national program. And absolutely. And the idea with the quilt is that you wrap it to keep you warm when you want to feel safe.
Now, quilts that are on the show, at the show, on display, not all the same size, right?
Oh, absolutely not. We have ones that are maybe 5x5 and 1 inch. And then we also have ones that are king size quilts and bigger.
Wow.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah.
Now, a big one, how long would that take to put together?
me forever. It depends on how advanced you are at quilting. So it can take years, because if you just kind of start doing the piecing to begin with, but it sometimes it can take someone a couple, 2 or 3, 4 months, but it's a work of art. It is like a painting.
Wow. So how do you have the patience to do this?
That you have to have patience, and you have to have the patience to do it, and the ability to say, oops, made a mistake, and rip it out and start again, or the ability to say, I need to walk away because I'm making too many mistakes.
So, I mean, this is not like creating something on a computer where you just back up a few steps. I mean, if you have to take out a section of it, this is like doing surgery.
Correct. It is. And you surgerize it back together.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be, I imagine that could be frustrating.
Yes, I have been frustrated at times.
And do you do... like a lot of television watching while you're doing this?
No, you don't watch anything, because then you'll mess up your quilt even more. But I do a lot of YouTubing to find out techniques and things like that. And everybody has a different way. Whatever works for them may not work for this person. So it is good to be able to look at other quilters and their thoughts and how they do it and techniques and tricks and tips.
So for the people that are in your group, is there kind of a typical age range, or do you find people all over the place?
I think we are typically an older group of people, but we are getting some young blood in there, and it's so beautiful to see that. And I think it's really a good thing, because we're passing this traditional piece down to the younger generation. And when I say traditional, because quilting has been around forever, and it was what you had to use up your scraps of material to make blankets for your family, and then you hand quilted it. Well, now it's turned into more of an art thing. We still have very traditional quilts, but now it's an art, and it's an expression of who you are, and that's a beautiful thing. And I think it's really good for our younger generation to say, hey, look, I can express myself in this piece of art and pass it on down to my family. It's something that they can keep in their family.
I know that somewhere in our house are some quilts. Some I think that my mother made, but I think one of my grandmothers made some of them. And of course, they're long since gone. So, I mean, this could quite easily be 80 years ago or something.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that these were made. Did they ever wear out?
They can wear out. It's fabric. You know, as you wash clothes, it is. So that you have to be careful how you wash them. And so, yes, technically they can. But if you take care of them, probably they'll last quite a long time, many generations.
Wow. Yeah. So the quilt show, which part of the fairgrounds are you in?
Well, we enter into Cascade. That's our admissions. We have an emporium there where we sell the handmade items that are made by the guild members. And then the main show is down at Douglas Hall, where all the quilts and the vendors. There's Chalet Deli and Market from Camas Valley serving lunch and breakfast there. Delicious. Had some. So, yeah.
And what are the hours?
The hours today, it's from 10 until 5. Saturday is 10 to 5. And Friday is 10 to 3.
And if somebody was going out to do it justice and walk around, how long does that take?
I would say you should give yourself at least an hour and a half. And if you are someone that would really like to read some of the stories of those sacred threads, 2 hours is good. And that's a good period of time. But you could get it done in an hour and a half.
All right, Tammy Hunt from the Umpqua Valley Quilters Guild, the show going on this weekend. Tammy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.